Module E, Practice Paper 5, page 23, News from Around the Globe.
That concludes the local news. And now to Lucy, who brings news from around the globe.
Good evening, listeners. Today I have reports from three different cities, starting with Beijing. China's giant pandas have long been threatened with extinction as a result of low birth rates and human intrusion on their habitat. Now they are facing a new threat, starvation. China's state-run media says their favorite food, arrow bamboo, is beginning to die off. This is part of a cycle that happens every 60 years, and the bad news is that the new crop will take around 10 years to mature. Last time this happened, about 250 giant pandas died of starvation. Now at least one nature reserve is trying to move the animals at risk into new habitats or find them new sources of food. If that isn't enough, there is more bad news for the giant panda. It is reported that the endangered Tibetan antelope is likely to be chosen as China's Olympic mascot instead of the panda. One official was even quoted as lobbying for the antelope because it is more athletic than the other contenders. But panda supporters are holding out hope that Beijing's Olympic emblem could be composed of more than one animal. In Geneva, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is concerned with children's education and reports that 115 million children worldwide, most of them girls, are still being deprived of an education. While 2005 is the year set by the United Nations to achieve gender equality in primary education, UNICEF says that many countries in South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East will not be able to meet the target of gender equality this year. In Eastern and Central Europe, there is cause for concern, too. The introduction of fees for tuition, school books, and uniforms has led to rising dropout rates, and girls drop out sooner than boys. According to UNICEF, a serious effort is now needed in order to achieve universal primary education by 2015. It insists that the effort be made. And now to a story of courage and accomplishment. The British yachtswoman, Ellen MacArthur, made history when she became the fastest person ever to sail around the world alone. She broke the existing record by over a day when she crossed the finishing line just off the French coast on Monday night. It took her 71 days, 14 hours, 18 minutes, and 33 seconds. Despite the late hour and cold weather, more than 1,000 people stood by the dockside watching the event on a giant screen. Some had traveled from Miss MacArthur's home county of Derbyshire, England. With best wishes to Miss MacArthur, I am Lucy Dean for NAW News. Thank you for listening.